Radio.
Being Catholic is super cool awesome. A talk by Father Bonnie Abraham, MGL, at the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015, held at the Adelaide Convention Centre.
We're talking about a journey. I said, being Catholic is super cool awesome. Now, with all the difficulties of being Catholic these days, with everything that we see in the media, as a priest that I face, I still believe, and I will continue to believe, it's really cool. Now, I want to bring this whole workshop in one image, and that image is the image of journey. Now, we begin our conversation here with the journey, the main theme. The main theme is this: on the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. This is the journey we are embarking on. Now, it's a journey. It's with Him. Through Him. And in Him. So this is the journey. We don't need anything else. Sometimes, Catherine, my good friend, just recently came back from a big road trip. Darling, Broome. So, and she must have prepared it for a long time. She had a destination. She had to find her own map and place to stay. But for us, we don't have to worry. It's all planned out for us. GPS, God's positioning system. Sorry. I mean, GPS, God's positioning system is, I'm the way. You want to go on a way? I'm the truth, I am the life. You come with me so we can do this journey through Him, with Him, and in Him. And of course, we do it together. I mean, this is Pope Francis. I think this is me. Okay, so we're on a journey, and the journey is Jesus, the truth, the life, the Father, except through me. So we are going through Jesus, and we do it not by ourselves, we do it as a group. And of course, there's someone leading us from the front. Okay, now this journey. What is the name of this guy?
Alex.
Naughty monkey, clap my hands, this guy. Isn't it? That's what he says. Naughty monkey, clap my hands. In an Indian accent. He's got an Indian accent, right? Oh. Now, this is a beautiful trip. This is for me an adventurous trip, the Madagascar movie. Adventurous, so adventurous, they want experience freedom from a zoo. So they embark on a journey. These naughties are their captors. These naughties. So they embark on a journey. So I will say, they go for a destination. They want find purpose, life. They need somewhere they feel belong to. So they are on a destination, or same destination. And they go as a together, as a team. And they have same vision. Where are they going? To one destination. And they actually honor him, this guy. Sometimes he made dumb mistakes, but they honor him as a leader. So it's a journey to a destination. Together they make it. And we know they always have disagreements, especially if you read the latest one, they always have disagreements. I should not be doing this in the circus. All those things, but they make it together. Journey with the leader. And as I said, the movement is something called Jesus Youth. It's so cool. J-Y. That particular movement, they do a journey through this. They have six pillars. Six pillars. And the first pillar is the Word of God. In their journey, this is the journey they make. And the first pillar, if you look at the journey, okay, we said we have to carry, pack food, pack many things, camping tents, all those things. The first thing we pack for the journey is Word of God. Second thing on a Catholic journey we pack is sacraments. Third is prayer. Fourth is fellowship. Fifth, evangelization. Sixth, option for the poor. Now, we can interpret it in many ways. Although it's a big, huge world to explore, but we are looking at all these things. Word of God, sacraments, prayer, fellowship, evangelization, and option for the poor. Now, when we look at, see, we we are so blessed in the Catholic faith because we have so many elements that we can hold on to. And the first element is the Word of God. We need to be part of a team. Harvest Group is taking a group to Holy Land. Cosmos is taking a group to Krakow, Vold Utre. Or another pilgrimage group. Or Flight Center is taking a group to Europe. So you have to belong to something to do this journey. Now, the journey here, we need to belong to a story. The moment when we say we belong to Bible, it's a part of a journey. And part of a journey is, it's a young person's Bible. I love this, isn't it? It's a picture, but it's a young person's Bible. With all the notes and little things. Oh, I mean, yeah, you think it's shabby, but that's it. It's messy. But that's the Word of God shining through that. It's like a journal of my life when I look at Bible. And the Bible begins how? Not once upon a time. In the beginning. The Bible begins in the beginning. Which means my story began many, many years ago. And I am still part of the story. The story began Abraham there. And me as Bonnie Abraham stands here. So I am actually part of a bigger journey. If I get ever stuck, I can always go back and refer. Oh, that's what should I do? And continue the journey. If I feel a bit down, I go back and read the journal. When Abraham go down, when David had this problem with that, he did this. Oh, I continue my journey. Because I have something to refer. I'm a part of a bigger journey. I belong to a massive story and I'm still writing that story with my life. And every time I get tired, I go back and get challenged. Every time I feel weak, I go back to the story and get inspired, motivated. I'm on the track. There are days I have to stop walking, but I still belong to a bigger story. Word of God, the power of Word of God. So I belong to a bigger story. Oh, so cool. And the journey begins. And it's challenging sometimes. And it always inspires to do the journey. But in this journey, of course I have a story. But in this story, I celebrate my life. I have something called milestones. So there is hatch. Of course, this is a standard clerical talk. Hatch, patch, patch, dispatch, something like that. Hatch! This is the first milestone in my life. On this journey, I celebrate birth. I celebrate my vocations. It could be being priesthood, or it could be getting married, or it could be I celebrate a single person. And then dispatch, I die. So this is, I experience my birth, significant moments in my life, and I also experience my end of journey. Now here, everything I celebrate. We'll go back to the slide. In this journey, everything I celebrate. In between, there is joy, there is pain, there is problems, there is difficulties, there is celebrations. But all together, we as a group celebrate. When someone is born, we come to the church, we celebrate the baptism. When someone is getting adulthood, we celebrate confirmation. When someone is I want to pursue this vocation as a priest or a married man or a single person, we come to celebrate it. When someone is dying, we come as a community, anointing that person. When someone is dead, we come together, honor that person, do beautiful eulogies, and bury that person. From birth to death, we celebrate, we do this journey together, and we acknowledge the contribution of that person. Super cool, awesome journey. Okay. Things continues like that. Now, in this journey, we all have to stop. Isn't it? We have to stop. I love driving from Canberra to Sydney. 3 hours. But in the 3 hours, there is a Hungry Jack's, there is Macca's, there is KFC. Now they have started 7-Eleven, Krispy Kreme, Donut Place. I have 4 stops from Canberra to Sydney. No wonder my 6-pack is a family pack these days. Okay. church is a big church. I need so much room for all the people. Yeah? So, but you see, every time we do a journey, we have to stop to repair our cars. We have to change. Sometimes we have to change the tires. Sometimes, not sometimes, most of the times, we have to fill the petrol. Sometimes we need to give it a good wash, some 30-day retreat, silent retreats. We have to go over and do many things. And most of the time, we have to charge it. We have to charge it. This is part of any road trip, any journey, any pilgrimage. Even if you're flying, sometimes you have to stop over at Singapore and fuel it. Or maybe Hong Kong. It simply means you repair. And I think repairing, the opportunity to repair ourselves is best available in the Catholic context. As a priest, I love when people come and say, full of contrition, they say, Father, I really want to change. I want to make a U-turn. I say, wow, man, it's possible. It's like the sorry song. You don't need Justin Bieber to do the you know, he was so stupid calling everyone, baby, baby, baby. And we all, baby. And now he's saying, sorry, 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 sorry. Oh, I even watched the sorry dance. Very ugly. Anyway. But by the way, I'm not a believer. Okay?
I'm a believer.
So, I hope if the older generation are here, you may not get the joke.
I do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not that old.
You are young at heart. Sorry. And Jesus says, how many times I can say sorry? Jesus says in the gospel, especially in Luke, 7 times 7. Which 7 is the number of perfection, unlimited times. 7 times 7. So you can always go back. How many times we have shower? Every day. Once in a year? Every day. Every day. No, we can repair. And I love. What do we repair? The lack of love we repair. Every time we fail to, we were so angry with someone in the journey and we hold back. Rest of the group moves, we hold back. And we think, now I should be walking with them. Sometimes we didn't like each other, we hit someone or gossiped about someone. We didn't like the leader, we hold back, stops the journey. But every time there is an opportunity to repair, see all the patches? This is a massive love heart. And people who love constantly, they will break their heart constantly. Isn't it? You can never love someone without breaking your heart. People falling in love. Can you sing that 2 lines for me, please? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
People fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just a touch of
maybe by a touch. Maybe it's beautiful. I love it. Because people who fall in love are entitled to get repaired. Because we break our heart in order to fall in love. So, we repair it. So, we repair our heart. And then, what we do? Up and go. We refresh it. Now, these things are very... These things are very, very important in our journey. And I love having, in the Catholic context, having the sacrament of confession. Like, I personally share you about my own experience as a priest. Recently, I went to the cathedral and I wanted to have a real confession to a priest who doesn't know me. Yeah, sometimes you feel like that. Oh, how many of you done that? Good on you. Join the club. I do that too. So I went there and sadly this, I walked in, I saw this guy. Oh no, my friend. I said, oh, Stus, you are privileged to hear my sins, brother. I said to him, but I felt so good because it was my way of getting back on track. Sometimes we take detour, go into the woods, now stop staring at something, the rest of the group goes. We act up. And sometimes we have to refresh. Sometimes we think,
I can't understand this whole faith thing. I'm sick of this. I'm done with masses. I'm done with youth group. We just have to go away. Sometimes we are like Miley Cyrus. It's the climb!
How many of you know that song?
Ah, sing it, sing it! Okay, that chorus. There's always going to be... We feel it is impossible to climb, especially these days when everything that happens in our church, in our secular world, the faith, it's a climb. And sometimes we have to stop, think, look back, look up, look down, and do the climb again. I look like a King Kong. Anyway. So, repair and refresh. And I love the opportunity of refreshing, which is the Eucharist. Somebody said, we need food. We need food for our journey. And for Catholic, being a Catholic, the best food that you can ever have, other than the Word of God, that feeding our mind, is the Eucharist. Actual body and blood. Again, it is an ascent of faith. We will struggle with that. But once we get hooked into up and go, once we get hooked into people drink Red Bull and we drink and mother drink, all those things. But once we get hooked into Eucharist, every time we feel malnourished, we will run into the Eucharist to get refreshed. What a journey. A journey that honors life, a journey that honors birth, death and everything, and a journey that honors the possibility of repairing, a journey that honors the possibility of recharge, the journey that honors the possibility of refreshing. Being Catholic is super cool also. Now, none of us do this alone. We do this together. I have never celebrated in my life a baptism where the little baby came running to me. Hey, you baptize me. No, I never seen a baby coming to me like that. Oh, I never had an experience of a dead person coming to me. Priest, can you bury me? I mean, it never happened because we come as a community. Father, mother, siblings, rest of the family, relatives, uncle, anyone else? Come together, we celebrate the baptism. When people are there, they bring all of the family coming up. They bring the person who is past and celebrate it together. What a beautiful... And Eucharist, celebrate it together. And I remember I did a trip to Brazil for World Youth Day. There are times I just have to sit with the group members and sit with them and say, look, what happened? I said, Father, I don't like that particular person in the group. I don't think I can make this World Youth Day. I sit with them, talk to them, get back on the journey. Journey, we do it together. And I love when we say we honor life from the moment of its conception to death, even after death. I love it when we say, and we celebrate it, not by ourselves, but as a community. Now, before going further, sometimes in the journey, we hit roadblocks. Road closed. Or big, there's a cliff, stones comes on. And we think we have to take a U-turn. Or we see other roads, we will go out. And sadly, the biggest roadblock in the Australian Catholic Church now is a scandal, the abuse scandal. Now, I'm not detaching myself from it and saying that is the abuse scandal, deal with it. I am part of it. I am messy. I am unclean. I belong to that. This is my brother's who really destroyed people's lives. I deal with it. I tell them, nah, you really need to get your act together. Apologize to people. Do everything possible. And make amendments that the journey will continue smoothly. Somehow, with utmost sincerity, make sure that roadblocks are removed. One is scandals. Sometimes the issues with the church authorities. We are not being open. All these things are roadblocks in our Catholic journey. But just because of the roadblocks, we should not stop the journey. There are days there will be traffic block from Canberra to Sydney just because there was a firestorm and bushfire. Maybe we just have to stop, get out, chat to each other, and when it is clear, keep going. Sometimes it is the climb. We have to keep climbing because the one who is with us, carrying us, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Being Catholic is super cool, awesome, because it celebrates life from the moment of conception until death, giving the chance of repair, refreshing, giving the chance of a story which you and me belong, always challenging and inspiring and feeling part of a journey and going to one destination, Jesus. Thank you. Now, we have some more time. I'm going to ask a person who is sitting here just to share her experience in being Catholic. If you don't mind, you can stand there. So this is Rhea. Rhea is going to briefly share what excites her about the journey of being a Catholic.
Personal prayer is basically, it represents for me having a conversation with Jesus. So it's kind of like having like a really intense D&M with your best friend. So, and I often find that after prayer, I feel a sense of weightlessness because I've just basically dumped all my problems and worries onto God. So it gives me a great sense of serenity and stillness. But most importantly, there's also reassurance that someone's like heard all my problems and has listened to me. So there's, you know, a great sense of comfort that comes from that. So one such experience for me was year 12. So as most of you know, year 12 is such an intense period of your life. And being Indian, it's just 10 times worse because being Indian means that all your Indian aunties are all up in your business and they want to know what grades you get. So as opposed to feeling anxious and nauseous 24/7 and worrying about my grades and the scrutiny of several Indian aunties, I submitted my worries to God and basically allowed him to like give me a sense of calmness and yeah, just stillness and stuff. So yeah, prayer.
On that occasion, today we celebrate the feast of Francis Xavier, who came to all the way to Indonesia, India, Japan, and gave the message and talked about this particular journey, the journey of being a Catholic. So recently, one of our friends went to Papua New Guinea to experience the church there. So he's going to share about what it is for him to being a Catholic. So Tony Jojo from Brisbane.
Hey guys, so like Father Bonnie said, end of last year, no, start of this year, December or January, I went to PNG for 2 weeks, and it wasn't like the city PNG, it was like, so we landed in the capital, took another flight to the middle of nowhere, then took like a four-wheel drive, 8 hour long drive in a Land Cruiser, not even a real road, to the middle of nowhere basically, and it was supposed to be an evangelization trip, and it was a great experience. So we went in a team of 6 people. I was the youngest, I was 19 at that time, and the other 5 guys were like married and old. But great experience. So the first place we went to, we needed 2 levels of translation for them to actually understand what we're saying. Great experience. To get to that place, so we drive from the place we camped, and then a 7 hour trek through like mushy swamp, and I kept tripping, and the people were like carrying me towards the end of the journey, like two guys on either side just lift me up, because they're like, he keeps falling, it's better if we just lift him up. Went there, great experience. So basically, you learn more than what you actually give up. Like, you go there, you go to a place like that, no electricity, they eat like boiled noodles without any like salt or anything, like boiled sweet potatoes, no electricity, no roads, nothing. And then you realize you have such a blessed life, like all your problems seem so insignificant. You see them, they're happy, they're grateful for what they do. And every little thing, like, it counts, it matters so much. And you can actually, like, some cases, you can actually see what your actions do. Like, so the first, we went to three different places. The first place we went to was like a youth destination. There was like a youth area built recently. And we met with youth, so even though it was youth, we had kids from like 6 years old and ladies to up to like 60 years old. It was the best for youth camp. A couple of youth from that place, like five guys, came with us for the rest of our journey. They were our translators. They helped us out with like action songs and everything. And you can clearly see, like, every little thing you do actually makes a lot of difference to a lot of people. And you yourself grow as a person. And like, you don't have to go to PNG to do this. Like, anything you do, as long as it leaves an impact, you've done your job.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
That was Father Bonnie Abraham, NGL, with Being Catholic is Super Cool Awesome. This talk is from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015 and was recorded as a collaboration between XT3 and Cradio. And for more from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival, and for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.